talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And welcome to the Exchange Club on this Getaway Friday, last Friday in the month of April. April the 29th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour, 54 degrees, partly sunny skies here in Marion. And this is the home stretch here today. Don't forget to tune in tonight, Angie Evers and myself, 8:15 until 10 p.m. on this station. The question still looms here today. Name a food that goes with peanut butter. We've got jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, celery, and there is one item left, and I have given you the hint that it is a circular item. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Could it be a molasses cookie?
Not a molasses cookie.
Not a molasses cookie. 740-751-4038. A circular item that goes with peanut butter. 17 minutes past the hour. Remember the big food giveaway this Saturday, April the 30th, Richland Road, Church of Christ.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a rice cake?
Not a rice cake.
Not a rice cake. The food giveaway, April 30th, Richland Road, Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. and the food giveaway starts at 9. They have 30,000 pounds of food.
Go ahead, caller.
How about an Oreo?
It is an Oreo. Now educate me as to how Oreos and peanut butter go together.
I don't know. I guess it'd be like the crunchy version of a peanut butter cup.
I can't figure how that is on the list. And actually, Oreo is on the list above celery and oats. I can't figure
my
that
husband,
one out.
My husband likes the peanut butter pancakes, so I figured pancakes would be on there.
Now, how do you make the peanut butter pancakes?
You just make a pancake, spread peanut butter on it, put the butter on, and dribble the syrup over it.
So, okay, nice and simple.
Yep.
Okay, well, yeah, it is Oreos, but I have never seen anybody in my life eat peanut butter and Oreos.
Nor have I.
But I guess they didn't ask us for this list. All right, thank you.
It's Oreos, and I have no idea why. Name foods that go with peanut butter. Jelly, chocolate, bananas, Oreos, oats, and celery. Okay. Well, should we do one more of these? Oh, why not? Let's do a new one. It's been a while since we've done these. Okay, here's the next category, a brand new category. How about this? Five answers. Name a holiday that involves giving gifts. 740-751-4038. Name a holiday that involves giving gifts. You know, I don't give very many gifts, so I don't even know if I would qualify for any of these holidays. 740-751-4038. Name a holiday that involves giving gifts. All right. Well, maybe this person's got an answer.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Birthday.
Birthdays, number two on the list. You got it.
Birthdays are number two on the list. Name a holiday that involves giving a gift. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Christmas.
Christmas, number one on the list. You got it. Christmas, of course, shows up as number one on the list. A holiday that involves giving a gift. Three left on the list here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got Christmas and birthdays. A holiday that involves giving a gift. What holidays do you give gifts on? 740-751-4038. Don't forget the Marion County Fair coming up July 4th through, what is it here, 4th through the 9th. Go ahead, caller.
Easter.
Easter is not on the list.
No Easter on the list. I guess that's not one of those big gift-giving holidays. 740-751-4038. Name a holiday that involves giving a gift. Does anybody know? Christmas and birthdays, we've got those. But there are three others that are out there.
Go ahead, caller.
Valentine's.
Valentine's Day, number three on the list. You got it. Go ahead, caller.
What about Mother's Day?
Mother's, Father's Day, number four on the list. Coming up right around the corner. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Would it be Mother's Day?
Mother's Day, number four on the list. You got it.
Mother's, Father's Day, number four on the list. Still one left. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would you consider birthday a holiday?
Birthday was number two on the list.
Yeah, but would you consider birthday a holiday?
I don't know. I don't write these questions.
Yeah, I know, but...
I know it is a little... Well, is Mother's and Father's... Is that a holiday?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, that's national. You know, we celebrate that.
Yeah, but we get mail on Valentine's Day. Is that a holiday?
Valentine's Day is considered a holiday.
Now, what is the criteria for a holiday?
Well, it's on the calendar. You know, it's a day that comes around every year that people celebrate. And it's right there on your calendar.
Well, like coming up this week, is Cinco de Mayo a holiday? It's a celebration. It's on the same day every year. It's on
I
the
calendar. It would be, yes.
Yeah,
especially
but
to that culture.
Oh, I'll tell you though. But I think more Americans celebrate Cinco de Mayo now than people from a different Latino people.
So they can drink.
Yeah, it's become a big tequila, Mexican restaurant, burrito, taco holiday.
Right.
Margarita, I guess.
I just wanted to see what you thought. I just don't think a birthday can should be considered a holiday.
It got number two on. Maybe they're talking about Washington and Lincoln's birthday.
Well, that's the president's birthday, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, hey, thanks.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Name a holiday that involves gifts. We've got Christmas, birthdays, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. Still one answer left. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answer?
Here we go. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
But what about Hanukkah?
Not Hanukkah. Good guess, though.
No Hanukkah on the list. A holiday that involves gifts. One left on the list here of the five. Christmas, birthdays, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Father's Day. All taken. One answer left. 54 degrees and partly sunny skies here in Marion, 25 minutes past the hour, on this last Friday in the month of April, 2022, the 29th of April. 740-751-4038. A holiday that involves giving gifts. We've got Mother's Father's Day, Valentine's Day, birthdays, Christmas. It is interesting because a birthday is probably not a holiday. But I guess gift giving is what they're talking about. Go ahead, caller.
Well, if Valentine's Day is on there, what about Sweetest Day?
Not Sweetest Day. Good guess, though.
No Sweetest Day on the list. How about that? Valentine's Day makes an appearance, but Sweetest Day does not make an appearance. But is that a holiday? You know, banks and schools and all of that, they don't close on Valentine's Day. And they certainly don't close on Sweetest Day. So I don't know if those are holidays or not. 740-751-4038. Name a holiday that involves giving a gift. We've got one answer that's eluding us here. On this day that will kick off a beautiful weekend. And apparently supposed to be pretty fair weather here today. I think in the 50s all day today. Maybe we'll top that 60-degree mark. And then I think we get into the 60s tomorrow and pretty well stay there for the foreseeable future as we head into the month of May. Now, is the 1st of May still May Day? Was that a Canadian holiday, May Day? I don't know. All right. Name a holiday that involves gifts. We get down to the last answer, and that's the tough one. One answer left. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, did anybody say Hanukkah?
They did. Hanukkah, not on the list.
Well, let me do a couple. What about Kwanzaa?
No Kwanzaa.
What about Yom Kippur?
Yom Kippur. Is that a big gift-giving holiday?
Well, is it? I don't know, but I'm going to the calendar now. Is it a gift-giving holiday?
Well, I don't think it is, but it's not on the list.
What about one more, Boxing Day?
Do you have a calendar in front of you?
I refuse to answer the question on the ground.
Are you in the month of December?
I just want to be a winner, Scott. Can you help me out?
Well, where have you been all day? I wanted you to answer that peanut butter question.
What was the answer? Did anybody get it?
They did. It was...
What was the answer?
Oreos.
Oh, well, that kind of ties into chocolate. I would have thought that would have been lumped in with chocolate.
I've never heard of people eating Oreos and peanut butter.
Neither have I.
Only on Yom Kippur.
I thought that the peanut butter and crackers was going to be the one, but I heard that answer said, and then you said that wasn't it. And I thought, well, I'm glad I didn't call in. That was my answer.
You know what I hear peanut butter is really good in? Pickle juice.
Well, you know what I always say, Scott, how do you know that you're going to like it or you're not going to like it unless you try it?
Helps it slide right down the throat.
Don't knock it till you try it.
What's your final guess here after Boxing Day?
Well, I could keep going, but I think I just let somebody else have a stab at it.
It's a tough one, apparently. Now, do you consider, though, a birthday a holiday?
No.
No. Well, it's number two on the list.
Huh. Okay, well, someone smarter than I will have the correct answer.
We'll move along. Thanks.
740-751-4038. A holiday that involves giving gifts. Christmas, birthdays, Valentine's Day, Mother's, Father's Day. One answer left. A holiday that involves giving gifts. And don't guess Yom Kippur.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Since they consider birthday a holiday, would they consider an anniversary or graduation a holiday?
Apparently they do, because anniversary is the answer. But now see, is an anniversary a holiday?
Not for people that aren't married.
Well, because like we have a station anniversary, June the 10th. Now, it's not a holiday, but it's on the calendar every year. Now, Valentine's Day, that's not really a holiday. Mother's Day, Father's Day aren't really holidays.
Well, Mother's Day and Father's Day and Valentine's Day are always on the calendar, and they're always almost the same time every year. Valentine's Day is the same time. Mother's Day, I can't remember, the first or second Sunday of each May, and then Father's Day, same kind of thing. It falls on a certain day.
Right,
Sweetest Day always fall on a week.
Right, but I don't think they're, you know, days off work, or the mail doesn't come, or, you know, school is out. That certainly doesn't happen on Valentine's Day. So I don't know what the definition of a holiday is.
Well, and me either anymore. My mail was delivered Good Friday, and I thought that was a holiday because a lot of places do close for Good Friday.
Well, for years and years, schools did not let out for Good Friday. Now they kind of tie it into spring break, but for a long time, schools went on Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's an odd thing. But yes, anniversaries, I guess, are considered a holiday for the people who were polled for this answer.
Yes, and I have a new calendar that has all sorts of other holidays I have never heard of. So I guess we've got a diverse culture in the United States now, so we have a lot of different things we celebrate now because of that.
Well, you know, Cinco de Mayo, which will come up this coming Thursday, you know, that's a big holiday now here in the United States.
It has been a big holiday. It's been on the calendar for years.
Right.
And it is a Latino celebration, but like you said, Americans celebrate. So any reason to celebrate anymore?
Well, I think they celebrate. I think I read that they celebrate more than it is celebrated in Mexico.
Could be.
And it's funny too, because it seems to be, I forget where I ran into this person, but I was talking to them about Cinco de Mayo, and it was an American girl, and she's younger girl, probably under 30, and she said, I'll be able to go out and get margaritas. You know, that's what it is. So there you go.
Well, kind of like the car named Mercedes. Do you know the original beginning of that one? Might have been on your station, but...
No, what's that?
He named it after his daughter. Her name was Mercedes, and that's how Mercedes got its name, the car. So then other people are naming their cars after, or naming their daughters now after what they think is a car, where they're really naming it after a daughter.
You know, isn't that interesting, though, because nobody ever did that with the fast food industry, you know, except Dave Thomas, who did Wendy's. But I've never heard, I can't think of another popular restaurant chain that's named after just a first name.
Yeah. Well, they've named food after certain people. That's usually individual restaurants that do that.
I always thought that was creative. I always thought that when you go into a restaurant, if, a sandwich is named after a person, that's a unique thing because that's probably the sandwich they liked. And I always thought that made the sandwich sell better than it would have if it's just a plain old bologna sandwich.
Mm-hmm. And I would assume it would be like a regular customer that comes in all the time requesting this thing.
Right, and I don't know why more people don't do that. But I'll tell you, have you noticed that food, since we're on the subject here of food, have you noticed that food in restaurants as of late has been slacking?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on. Now, I can't say that I notice it at, like, fast food places. But it seems to me that the big problems are when you go to a local restaurant now, when it comes to things like Coney sauce or shredded chicken sandwiches or Sloppy Joes, things that used to be easy. For some reason, I don't know what's going on. They're just not very good.
they don't put the care into it like it used to be, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Like, mass produce, maybe. I don't know.
Well, when I worked for franchises, they sent their packages in, like Bob Evans, things was proportioned, and that's how it was served, so everybody got the same amount, because I worked for a private restaurant, too, where a kid would actually get, for a kid's meal, they would get more food than the adults, and I thought, something's wrong with this. You know, we'd question that. They got more potatoes, or they got more of this, or whatever, and somebody's not proportioning things right.
Well, you know, that's, we all want to support local restaurants, but the problem is becoming that when you go into a local restaurant, there seems to be a lot of neglect going on. And I'm not just talking about here in Marion. I'm talking about in other places I've been as well. And I don't know what that is, but I was in the Polaris area and stopped at a place probably about a month ago, and I like onion rings. And I ordered onion rings thinking this will be a slam dunk. They were the worst onion rings I've ever tasted, and I'm not that picky a person, but they mm-hmm. were just so dry that they weren't really edible.
Yeah. I was in a restaurant the other day, and I didn't order them, but I saw other people order them. Every order of mushrooms that came out of the kitchen was black. They'd fried them too hard, and one woman, an elderly woman in front of me, was trying to eat them, and she couldn't poke them with a fork. She couldn't bite into them. And I said, you might want to order another order before you break your teeth.
Well, I just, I don't understand when this stuff comes out of the kitchen, how nobody notices it. Because, let's say the cook doesn't notice it. Let's say the cook is fine with how it is. Well, wouldn't the server notice it? Wouldn't somebody else standing there, maybe the manager, happen to notice it before it got to the table?
They could, but if they don't care, I had a manager one day. I saw him going into the kitchen of a restaurant, and he sneezed or something. And did he take the food back? No, he continued on out with it and delivered it to the table. And I thought, I will not eat here again.
Well, you know what? I've always said this, though, because when I was in college and the end of high school, I spent many years working at a local restaurant here in town. Now, it was considered at that time a higher end. It wasn't a fast food place. And I was a host. I was not a server or a cook in the entire time I was there, but I worked there for 7 years. And it was always funny to hear people talk about restaurants, because the dining room, which is where I spent 90% of my time, looked great. I mean, people came in who were dressed nice. It was not a fast food. It didn't smell like anything. You had booths. You had chairs. They were cleaned. Nice tables, pictures up on the wall, curtains, all kinds of stuff. But if you would have walked back into the kitchen and seen who was cooking your food, the whole false paradise, that kitchen, not that I'm not saying it wasn't clean, I'm just saying if you looked at the cook or you would look at the dishwasher, the people who worked in the back, if they were walking around in the dining room, I think people would think twice.
I guess that's another reason I do eat a lot at home, because I've worked with people that go to the bathroom and take it right out and go back to the grill. And this is a manager. And then another girl dropped her sandwich on the floor and picked it back up and served it because she didn't want to get yelled at by the boss. There's lots of things you don't see that's going on back there that you're not going to maybe know.
Well, I don't know if you heard this morning, but we've run this story a few times this morning, and it was in the Marion Star, I think, yesterday. What do you make of Police Chief McDonald saying that Marion does not have a crime problem, but that we have a self-esteem problem?
Well, we might have that, too, if people don't think highly of themselves. I don't know which direction he's thinking. Do they think too high of themselves, or do they not think high enough of themselves?
Well, it's been I have said this a long time about Marion, and I'm glad somebody else has said this now, the police chief, that every city's got crime. So the fact that we have crime is not shocking to me. But how Marion is different than other communities, in my opinion, is that we tend to be very down. Like, I will see people who live here, they'll drive by somebody, and maybe somebody is dressed odd, and they'll go, only in Marion. Or you'll hear the kids who are going to college, and nothing wrong with going away to college, but they almost say it in a way, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of this town. And, you know, there's a very bad vibe, and clearly the police chief sees it, in the self-esteem in this community. And until we have a better view of our city and ourself, I don't know that we will get rid of the crime.
Well, it's not just isolated here. There's other places just like that. Everybody can't wait to leave, but then they do appreciate when they actually go back home.
Yeah, so know what? When I go to Delaware, and obviously I don't live in these other places, but when I go to Delaware, and people tell me that live in Delaware, or Upper Sandusky's a good example of this too, they are proud of their things. They are proud that Shawshank Redemption was shot in their courthouse, and their courthouse looks like $1 million. They are proud that they get a new restaurant downtown. At Christmas time in Upper Sandusky, they have reindeer in the streets, and they have a Christmas parade. And Bucyrus is very much like this, too. The Bratwurst Festival, they put on such a show. And how do we treat the Popcorn Festival here in Marion? You know the names people call it. And it's called by the people who live here. We do not take pride in the things that we do like other communities do.
You know, I've never seen the parade because I've always had to work.
It's not bad. It's no different, I think, than any other parade. But it's just odd to me because we've broadcast from the Bratwurst Festival. I don't get the vibe over there that that's anything bad. But Marion, people refer to the Popcorn Festival in a very negative way. But it's usually people who live here who refer to it that way.
I don't know if they still do it, but people are like, Marion's a drug city or something like that, which is not good either. But Columbus is bad, too.
Well, that was a whole thing. I was always asking people, when people were really pushing that about 10 years ago, I kept asking, where are these statistics that show that we're in this? And nobody could ever provide them who was saying it. And it was usually during election time. A politician would say it, and then the community would hear it, and then just because somebody said it, it was so. But there was never any proof provided. Has anybody ever seen a statistic that our community is any worse crime-wise than any place else?
I don't know. With the internet, it should be out there, and for either the police department or the health department on the drug issue, and of course the police department or any of our law enforcement, sheriff's department or anything, should have a statistic on how much they have if they want to admit it. A lot of them want to hide what's going on. They don't want people to know we got a problem.
Well, I'll tell you this. You know, we get all the press releases here for drug busts and when murders and things like that happen. It's not that many. For a town of a city of 35,000 and a county of 65,000. So I guess I don't understand. Now, I would imagine that the overdoses probably do not get reported like that, but they don't get reported like that in any other county. You know, I was talking to somebody who has, I don't want to say who it is, but who has firsthand knowledge of the coroner's office here in Marion. And they said there are a lot of suicides, but you don't report that, and you don't put that in the newspaper. The family doesn't want that there. Well, I don't think that's unique to Marion. That's probably unique to every city. So I don't know where we are having such a crime problem. Do we have one? Yeah, but so does everybody else.
And I knew personally some people that died because of drug overdose, and they made up excuses like, oh, they fell in the shower, or I don't remember what some of them was. I thought, you know, that doesn't help. When you hide the problem, we need to fix this problem. We need to face this problem. That's like when Prince overdosed because of whatever drugs he was in. You know, people, well, he was sick and stuff. Okay, that's fine. But, you know, we get celebrities like Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Elvis Presley. They've all because of drugs or some form of that, have died. And these are popular, famous people that have things going for them. They've got money. They've got, they're popular. They're well-loved by the community and stuff. And yet somebody was not there to help them see this problem and help them fix it.
But what do we take pride in? And there are a lot of things that I could name, and I did this morning during the 8 o'clock hour. But what does a Marion citizen, instead of being negative about the town, you know, drugs or whatever they want to complain about, potholes in the streets, what do they take pride in? What is their source of pride in the city that they live in? You know, they could live anywhere. They chose to live here. So what is their source of pride?
I'm here because of a job, and I'm planning on moving, and then I've got grandkids in another city, so that's where I'm planning on moving closer to. So I'm not sure about everybody else's. I know a neighbor of mine's got a job offer somewhere else, so they're going to be moving too because of that. So,
well,
I don't know.
This morning what I ran off was I said we have two colleges. We have dorms. So many people coming in from out of town to fill these dorms that these dorms are getting rented faster than we can build them. We have got tremendous commerce. You drive down Route 95 any day of the week, any time of the day, it's packed. We have got, we are a presidential city. There have only been 46 presidents of the United States. That means only 46 cities have produced a president. We're one of those 46. We've had a Miss America from here in the last 100 years, Marilyn Meskey. I don't think any of those 46 states could say that, a president and a Miss America in the last 100 years. Mary Ellen Withrow came back here to live after being on the national scale with President Bill Clinton. We have got things like that, but people don't take pride in that. They act like every city has that. I always said I would love to know the percentage of people who visited the Harding home. I'd love to know the percentage of people who, you know, during like this time of year, prom time, drive by the Harding Memorial any Saturday night and you see people out there taking pictures. We take that for granted. Like, well, every city's got that. Well, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. We are very, very concentrated on the bad stuff. And I'm not saying slip the bad stuff under the rug, but we hardly ever pay attention to any of the good things. And for me, there's nothing you can't get in Marion as far as food, types of food. You know, it's not like Richwood or Green Camp where you got to drive 20 miles to get a gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what people's big inconvenience is.
I don't know either, but walking down my street, I like to walk for exercise. I noticed a lot of people had, and specifically after this winter, and I don't know if it's because of the weather we've had, but a lot of trash all over everybody's yard. And I thought, wow, this is the worst my street has looked in a long time since I've lived here.
Well, hopefully people get it together as we move into the month of May and maybe get out and do some landscaping and yard work. But I'll tell you, the price of landscaping and yard work, geez Louise, it seems like mm-hmm. it has gone up.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, it's been good talking with you. Thanks for calling.
Sure. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Phone lines are open 49 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 57 degrees and sunny here in Marion, Getaway Friday. I'll be on with Angie Evers tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m. Anybody have anything to say in regard to the conversation we were just having? I find that those type of conversations very fascinating. And it all stems from the quote that Police Chief McDonald gave, that Marion has a self-esteem problem, not a crime problem. Any thoughts? 740-751-4038. And again, we've got the big food giveaway this Saturday, tomorrow, April the 30th, Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. Parking lot opens at 8 a.m. and the giveaway starts at 9 a.m. 30,000 pounds of food. 30,000 pounds of food. And the Marion County Fair, July the 4th through the 9th. All right. 740-751-4038. 10 minutes left in the program today. Has anybody seen a ghost? That was a conversation earlier that 63% of Americans say they have a dead family member giving them signs. And 1 in 4 Americans say that a dead family member is guiding them through life. Now, I've never seen a ghost, so I can't get in on this. But what do you think? Have you ever seen a ghost, an apparition? Some people call them angels. Have you ever had a sign? Now, a sign is different than a ghost, I think. Like, did something happen when you were about to make a decision? Something like that. Let's hear your stories. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it sounds to me like too many people listening to that coast to coast.
Well, I just, it's interesting to me. That's why I brought this up this morning. I can't believe the number's that high. 63% of Americans feel that a dead family member is giving them signs. And that's exactly how it was worded.
Well, religious people do feel that way. You know.
But is that just religious? I don't know if that's... I would think that's not all based in religion. I would think that's, you know, grandma or...
Well, I would say more religious people feel that way than atheists.
Well, see, I don't know. Here's the thing I don't understand about atheism, and I've never been able to figure this out. Okay, let's say that there is nothing. That when you die... lights out. Okay, well, you won't know it. If that's true, you won't know. So when you're here, when somebody dies, if it eases your mind, why not believe it instead of not believing it? I guess I don't understand. Why make your time here more difficult?
Yeah, but why believe in a falsehood, you know, when you can plainly see that?
Well, I don't know that I don't think that we can plainly see if 63% of people feel that dead people are giving them signs. I don't think these are crazy people. I don't know what the signs are, but have you ever had a sign?
Oh, no. I mean, that's just wacko talk, you know.
Like, see, I don't know.
You know.
I can't say that.
Take me to any haunted house, any place that you... claim is haunted, and it's not going to faze me.
I guarantee
you. I'm not going to see a ghost.
She won't call in, but I'll guarantee you this. I bet you our friendly bus driver there, I bet she's had a sign.
She probably had more than one sign.
Probably. She's probably. And there's nothing wrong with being in this 63%. It's just I don't know that I've ever had a sign.
One nice thing about Sarah, she's always in a good mood. She's always chipper.
Well, it's all that pickle juice. Pickle juice and fruitcakes.
Pickle juice and fruitcake, and what else is it? Is she, there was something else she was teasing about one time.
I think she likes bacon grease.
Well, that I don't think.
Well, no. I think she said that once. I don't want to speak out of turn. But what about 1 in 4 people feel that they're being guided through life by a dead person? 25%.
Well, people think that they're being guided through life by God, too. You know, if you just listen to, you know, the heaven and hell thing and all that, you know, man's always had to have a god of some kind.
Well, I don't know, to be honest.
Why does there have to be, you know, why does there have to be a god? And supposedly we're in his image. Well,
I don't know. I though, would have a very hard time believing that there is no, I guess I'll put it this way, nothing higher than yourself. I that to me is a little narcissistic. If people believe that I am it, I am all powerful, I am all controlling, when you think of how fragile and how unique life is.
Well, this is what gets me, Scott. When you all these movies, religious movies on TV about Jesus and stuff like that, what color are those people?
Well, yeah, that's the movies, though.
Okay. Now, if you go over there, what color are those people? They're not white.
Well,
they're not quite African-American dark black, but they're deep brown. A lot of, they can be as dark as some African-Americans.
Yeah, but I don't know that that is a religious depiction. I think that's more of a movie thing. I mean,
that's the movies. You know, I get sick and tired of that. It's just like when you see Westerns. You know, do you ever see any horse poop on the street?
Well, have you ever seen anybody on television go to the restroom?
No.
There you go.
You know.
So, yeah. Well, it's interesting, but hey, listen to Coast tonight after Angie and I are on, and you can catch all this 63%. That's why they have such high ratings over there on Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open 56 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. 63% of people believe that a dead family member is guiding or giving them signs. And one in four people believe that a dead family member is guiding them through life. And I'm not saying this is wrong. Maybe it's true. I don't know. What do you think? Have you had a sign? Are you being guided through life? Standard reason that somebody out there listening right now has been guided or got a sign. 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Angie and I will be on tonight, 8 to 10. Don't forget the big food giveaway tomorrow, Saturday, April the 30th. Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. Food giveaway starts at 9 a.m. They have about 30,000 pounds of food. So plenty of food to give away. 30,000 pounds tomorrow. Richland Road Church of Christ. Parking lot opens at 8, food at 9. And the Marion County Fair this year will be July the 4th through the 9th. So get ready for that. 740-751-4038. Who's going to be our last caller today? Got about 2 minutes left here. 57 degrees. Sunny skies here in Marion. Anybody out there, 740-751-4038. All right. Well, I'm getting a sign right now that this show is just about to end. And then I am going to go get some lunch. And maybe tonight, when I'm on with Angie, from 8 to 10, I'll talk about what I had for lunch. And maybe it'll be a sign. I don't know. The self-esteem issue is kind of interesting, though. I think that Chief McDonald, that very interesting that he would say that. That Marion has a self-esteem issue, not so much a crime issue. Very interesting take on things. 740-751-4038, down to the minute warning here. It's been a fun morning. The Ted Williams call-in was very interesting. Hope you learned a lot there. That was a tour de force, reading the Nan Britton letter. That was fun. Got about another 114 pages of Nan Britton stuff to go through to see what's out there, but I'll do it because I am committed. Hope everybody's enjoying this beautiful day. When we come back on the air tonight at 8:15, it still should be daylight outside, so it's going to be a nice afternoon to be sure. All right, we're going to wrap it up here for the day. Hope you've had a good time listening this morning. Stay tuned to this station for more programming, and remember, we'll be back tonight at 8:15. Don't miss that for Love Nor Money. WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Great Radio. Scott Spears.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say six games. We gonna take it in six.
Four to six. So what do you think will happen when the